So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
Did you know that colorectal cancer is the third most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women in the United States? The American Cancer Society's estimates for the number of colorectal cancer cases in the U.S. for 2022 are 106,180 new cases of colon cancer. The rate of people being diagnosed with colon or rectal cancer each year has dropped overall since the mid-80s. And that's because people are getting screened and changing their lifestyle. Overall, the lifetime risk of developing colorectal cancer is about 1 in 23 for men and 1 in 25 for women. Granted, more people are getting screened, which is causing the rate to drop down, but we still need more people to get screened. On this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, I sat down with members of the Harford County Health Department, and we talked about colorectal cancer, because March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and we want people to get screened. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the award-winning podcast, Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union Studios. Each week, you'll hear interesting interviews, commentary, discussions, storytelling, and more. Here's your host, Marine Corps veteran, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and my father, Rich Bennett.
Sitting here today, it is March, and we've talked about this in the past, and it needs to be talked about all the time because a lot of people still ignore it, and that's colon cancer. And March is being Colon Cancer Awareness Month. So I'm sitting here in the health department. We have Sarah and Megan joining us, and we are going to learn about colon cancer, how important it is to get checked, why you should get checked, and everything else. So first of all, Sarah and Megan, go ahead, even though I said your names, introduce yourselves. Tell everybody what you do in the health department.
My name is Megan Kasem. I'm the cancer prevention case manager for colorectal cancer for the Harford County Health Department.
My name is Sarah Will. I'm the communications specialist with the Harford County Health Department.
Sarah, when did you start?
I started with her about 2 months ago, and I was with the cancer program for about 2 years.
Oh, you were? So yeah. You've been with the health department for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Megan?
I started in June.
Here in the health department?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Where were you at before then?
I was a Harford County public school substitute school nurse and also the COVID case manager for HCPS.
Really? What brought you to the health department?
My job ended with the COVID case management because I was helping and assisting.
Right.
And I was going to take a full-time HCPS school nurse job. But then the Harford County Health Department got in touch with my boss and asked if there were any case managers that were interested in taking this job. And I said, yes.
You said, yeah, I'm in.
Well, because I work from home.
I hate to say this, but in a way that COVID was a blessing with that. I think businesses are realizing how much people can get done from home.
I mean, I go in, but
it's
convenient. I have four children.
Well, this way you can see Sarah and Ryan and everybody else. So colorectal cancer, what is it?
So colorectal cancer is cancer that arises in the colon or rectum, and the colon is part of the large intestines. So what begins as a growth and called a polyp, over time these polyps can become cancer. It takes about 10 years, which is why colonoscopies are important, because it's very preventative, and colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. Jeez. So to have something so preventative that can be caught early is huge.
Right. Why are people afraid to get checked? I never understood that.
I think that a lot of people have trouble thinking about the process.
Right.
And it's very easy. It takes 6 minutes. And our team of doctors are amazing. We just have never had a complaint at all, and they're very discreet. But I think the whole thought of having this done, and also you have to just drink clear liquids 24 hours before the procedure, and you also have to drink a bowel prep. It's an electrolyte drink.
Right.
And a lot of people just, it's too overwhelming to think of the prep, I think. And then they also are worried about anesthesia. 45 and over is the screening for the average American. And most 45, you know, they haven't had any medical issues at this point. So thinking about anesthesia and thinking about the whole procedure can be overwhelming.
I didn't realize it only takes 6 minutes.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Did we say that before on one of them? I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
It seemed like it was hours.
Well, I mean, you have to get there.
Because of the anesthesia, I guess.
Yeah, you have to get there, and then they have to put in, you know, do the prep work, so.
And that, in all honesty, that probably is the worst part, is the prep before drinking that stuff. But during,
you're out.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
I mean.
And there's no pain. You just tend to be dehydrated sometimes after the procedure because you're cleared out. So we just encourage people to drink a lot afterwards.
Water. Don't go get a milkshake.
No. Clear liquids. Gatorade.
Yeah. Okay.
So Pedialyte.
What are the signs and symptoms of colon cancer?
Rectal bleeding, blood in the stool, recent unexplained bowel habits, so a change in, you know, constipation or not going regularly or going too much, diarrhea, feeling that the bowel doesn't empty when you go to the bathroom, unexplained abdominal pain, unexplained weight loss. But this is important. Colon cancer may not cause symptoms. So it's always important to do the preventive measures, such as having the colonoscopies, because it's silent, you know, for the most part. By the time you start having symptoms, you probably have a bigger polyp than, you know, so.
And it used to be at the age of 50s when you
started? Right, 45.
That dropped now,
it dropped 45. To 45 this year.
Mm-hmm. Is it because they're seeing more cases of it?
So 90% of all colon cancers are 50 and over. They just want to catch that 10%.
Wow. So what's the health department doing for March to make people more aware, besides this, to make more people aware to get screened for colon cancer?
We have a couple campaigns. So we do like social media posts.
Right.
We just put out that radio ad that basically tells people about our program, and it directs people to our website. And then when they go on our website, there's this huge banner that says it's Cancer Prevention Month, which is February, actually. And then you can go on our website and get all information about our program. And even if you're interested, you can submit your information, and then, you know, we'll give you a call and see if you're eligible for the program.
Right.
But we do, especially in March, we do a lot of just social media posts and trying to get the word out.
So if somebody wants to get screened, how do they go about doing that?
So they can talk to their doctor. We're really trying to connect with a lot of the doctors in Harford County, so hopefully they know about our program. But they can also go on our website, which is harfordcountyhealth.com, and then they go to our services, clinical health, and then cancer prevention. And then they'll get
money. So, and if somebody qualifies to do it through the health department, do you guys use other doctors for it? How's that work? I mean, they don't come here, obviously, to do it.
So our program is for low-income, uninsured, and underinsured residents.
Right.
So most insurance companies cover the cost of the colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people in our community that need our help. And if they have any questions or they have high deductibles or co-pays, I'm more than happy to screen and talk to them and connect them to the resources available. But
yeah, we partner with a couple different doctors around the county. The biggest one is Hartford Gastro.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more?
Okay.
Where are they located?
They're in Bel Air.
By Wegmans, behind Wegmans, in this beautiful new facility. It looks like a spa. I mean, it's gorgeous in there.
It looks like a spa?
It does.
So they really want you relaxed when you come in.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, they have a fountain, and they have a little sanctuary of plants and... just the architecture.
Don't tell me they're doing the colonoscopies in a jacuzzi
No, they do the colonoscopy.
They really want you relaxed.
No, they do it at the Hartford Endoscopy Center, which is by Festival. So there are appointments with the doctors.
That's right, they moved, right?
Mm-hmm. So all of our doctor appointments are at the... all of our clients have office visit appointments, which is really nice. Because if you have insurance and you're covered, you just go in for the colonoscopy. But all of our... clients get to have those office visit appointments to talk about the concerns that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and then they work with a case manager and just helping them understand the bowel prep and their results. So
with the polyps and everything, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but doesn't diet, can't your diet cause that a lot?
Yeah, so there are risk factors that can and cannot be changed. So risk factors that can't be changed are your age, history of inflammatory bowel disease, and family history of colon cancer. But modifiable risk factors, which is 55% of colon cancer, can attribute to lack of regular physical activity, diet low in fruit and vegetables, a low fiber and high fat diet, or a diet high in processed meats,
mm-hmm.
Overweight or obese, heavy alcohol consumption, and tobacco use. So,
and you said family history. Does that mean it's hereditary?
Yes. If you have a parent, yes.
I had no idea.
Yep. If you have a family history of colon cancer, you have an increased risk.
Now,
and polyps.
I was going to ask about that. So polyps as well?
Because
polyps doesn't necessarily mean that it's cancer, correct?
Well, the polyp is, yes, you're right. Okay. There are certain polyps that are completely benign, and then there are polyps that are precancerous.
Mm-hmm. You were about to scare me there when you paused for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, what? No, don't tell me they are. Yeah, because I know with the diet, and I think when I went through it, I was eating a lot of spicy foods.
Mm-hmm.
Sunflower seeds, because, you know, sunflower seeds, people eat the shell. I was doing the same with peanuts. And once I stopped that, I always say I graduated from 3 years to being checked every 5 years. Uh-huh. And I think that had a lot to do with me changing my diet.
Mm-hmm. Right, because diverticulitis was where you can get holes in your intestines from your diet eating spicy foods. And
oof.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good. So can it be prevented then?
Yeah, so...
Look at you both looking at each other. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, so colorectal cancer is actually one of the only cancers that can be prevented, and that's why colonoscopies are so important. So when you go in for a colonoscopy and the doctor goes in and they can look and see if you have these polyps, and if you have them, they can remove them during the colonoscopy before the polyps have a chance to turn into cancer. So that's why it's so important to, you know, go in and get your screening and find out if you have these polyps and get them removed.
So those of you listening, don't be scared. Be scared if you don't get checked, because by the time you get in there, if you're 65 and never been checked, and all of a sudden they find out you have polyps and it's cancerous, it could have been prevented, could have been stopped.
Or don't wait till you have symptoms. That's really, really huge. And when you have your colonoscopy and they recall you for 5 years, you need to have it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't wait and be like, oh, well, I was fine last time. So
things can change so much in 5 years. I mean, well, look how much the world has changed. So, all right, and I'm cheating here. For those of you listening, I got a cheat sheet. So, C-Pest. Explain to everybody what C-Pest is. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's the Cancer Prevention Education, Screening, and Treatment Program, and it provides cancer prevention and early detection services in every jurisdiction throughout Maryland. So our program is part of that. So we're funded by them, and we serve low-income, uninsured, and underinsured individuals residing in Harford County. But we'll accept clients that are outside of our county. They just have to be in Maryland. So we'll have clients from, you know, Cecil County that have moved and they want to stay with their doctors at Harford Gastroenterology. We also have a really good program, so people like to come to us.
So with colorectal cancer, do you see it more in men or women? Or is it almost like the same?
It's more seen in men, and it's more seen in black men and black women, but more seen in black men.
Mm-hmm. So everybody just needs to get checked no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense. It's so, and I don't know if you have this or not, statistics within the past few years. Do you have any idea? And we could go just Maryland or the county or, you know, worldwide. Do you have any statistics showing how much, I guess, colon cancer has grown throughout the years? Because I know during COVID, a lot of people probably haven't gotten checked.
So they're actually predicting that 980 colon cancer-related deaths are going to occur in 2022 that could have been prevented.
How many?
980 colon cancer deaths in Maryland.
In Maryland, are
an increase because of COVID, people not getting screened during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying also about 2,540 new colon cancer deaths in Maryland related to, you know, people not getting screened during COVID.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even one's not good, but still, does that seem like a high number?
It does, because it's preventative. Years? That's the issue, that people were, you know, but it's safe. In the facilities, like I said, it's a brand new building. The doctors are amazing, and they take it seriously. So there's nothing to be preventing people from having their colonoscopy because of COVID.
Right.
So
somebody that is on the edge of getting checked, what's the one thing that you would tell them besides get checked? But, I mean, if they need to, you're trying to convince them to get checked. What would you tell them?
I think I would tell them that if they, you know, it's possible if they want to be around, you know, to watch their grandkids grow up. You know, they need to take this seriously, and they need to take these preventative measures. They need to go and get screened, because if they don't, and, you know, they have these polyps that turn into cancer, you know, by the time they have symptoms, it might be
too late.
Too late, you know.
I like that. You go right for the heart. Sometimes you have to, though.
Yeah,
I mean, it's...
You do.
I mean, people don't understand how dangerous it is.
Yeah, you can't go back in time. You're going to regret it. That's...
Exactly.
Sarah's so nice. And you don't want to be here for your grandchildren. I'm like, you're going to regret it. That's just a simple truth. You're going to regret it.
Yeah.
You're going to say, why didn't I do this preventive measure that could have saved my life?
And I think what a lot of people don't realize, it's not, all right, for example, smoking. We all know smoking and dipping's bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, what made me quit was when my daughter and niece were young and I went to give them a kiss and they told me my breath stunk.
Oh.
And that that hit me.
Mm-hmm.
With colon cancer, it ain't the same. You can't really, because how do I explain it? It's not visible. Mm-hmm. It's when you have symptoms, not to say I'm crude or anything, but you're in the bathroom. And a lot of people don't. This subject always gets to me because I don't get why people are so scared to get screened.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, you just want to shake people and just make them realize that this is something that can be prevented. It's a horrible disease and it can be prevented. You know, and you need to listen to these doctors that are telling you to start at age 45. You know, it used to be 50, and now they're telling you start at age 45. You have those extra 5 years to start screening, you know, and you need to listen to them.
And I don't know if you can answer this, but, all right, constipation, we know, is one of the symptoms. And I know a person who, that was the biggest problem. No matter how much of that prep stuff he drank, it could not get cleared out. And they couldn't do it because there was blockage. Any idea what they do in a case like that? Because he just gave up and said, forget it, I ain't getting checked.
No way.
Yes.
There's a CAT scan.
Oh.
They do it at Johns Hopkins. Our program doesn't fund it.
Right. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I would have known that then.
It's not a regular CAT scan. It's a special CAT scan.
Yeah.
That's why Johns Hopkins does it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
So, no matter what, people can get checked all the time. Tell everybody again how to get in touch with you guys for this.
So, it's really important that we talk about the services that we can provide. Because, again, if you're 45 and over, you should check with your doctor. But if you find that you are, our program provides the pre-screening appointments, the screening procedures, which is the colonoscopy, the diagnostic test to rule out cancer, and follow up for eligible individuals. So it's an eligibility program for people, again, who are underinsured, so we'll pay co-pays and deductibles, or uninsured, and so we would love for anybody who's interested in, you know, our program, or I don't mind answering questions about colon cancer either. If you have insurance and you just feel like you're more comfortable talking to a stranger,
some people
you can go ahead and give me a call, or get in touch with us. We, again, the website is HartfordCountyHealth.com. You go to our services, clinical health and cancer prevention. And, our phone number is
410-942-7930.
Do you guys have anything to add whatsoever? Besides, get checked, people.
I think just how important it is. You know, you need to realize it, and you need to get screened.
Yeah.
Can we ask about treatment? Because I know a lot of people ask about treatment. They say, oh, you have this great program here, but what happens after?
Link them to cancer treatment services. And we'll have assistance if we have the cost available, but I'm able to direct them to, you know, the Maryland Cancer Fund and other, we work closely with some nonprofits,
right,
and some national organizations to link them up with those. So, yeah, there's no reason to be scared. Oh, now I have cancer, but I had this, you know, free colonoscopy, and I don't have the funding. We'll try and help them as much as we can to find the resources.
Yeah, people don't realize even if they do find something, it's not the end. There is other means.
Again, it takes about 10 years for a polyp to develop into cancer, which is why it's so important just to have the screening test, because you have time. You have time to get this thing in there.
It's good to have time, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I still love what you said, Sarah. Man. Sarah, Megan, thank you so much.
So if you have an idea or someone you would like to hear on the podcast, or if you would like to come on, let me know. Send an email to podcast@HartfordCountyLiving.com, and I will do my best to either get that person on, get you on, or talk about the idea that you wanted me to talk about. And also, if you can, please, please, please leave a full review at lovethepodcast.com/HartcoLiving. Again, that's lovethepodcast.com/HartcoLiving. And also, please follow the Facebook page, Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. Again, it's facebook.com/HCL show. What I tend to do is when you leave a full review and you follow the Facebook page, either or both, hopefully both, because it's a better chance for you, I do contests, or not contests, I give away things every once in a while, whether it be gift cards or something else. This is your chance to win. And you can enter, well, of course, you can only like the page once, but they're full reviews as many times as you want, because you can leave a full review for certain episodes or for the podcast as a whole. And even if you liked it 5 years ago or left a review 5 years ago, you're in the drawing each time I do it. So again, you know, for the reviews, go to lovethepodcast.com/HarcoLiving, and please follow and like our page at facebook.com/HCL Show. And I want to leave you with these words that a very wise man taught me at broadcasting school. If it is to be, it is up to me.